here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., where it's a bright, sunshiny day, almost spring-like, you know?
It's
so
beautiful.
It's awesome outside. Far cry from what it was yesterday.
Yes.
We are here with Tim Pranger from Poppin Video and Amy Weiland from Positive IQ. How are you guys today?
Doing so well.
Good.
It's gorgeous.
Doing great.
Good. It
doing
is.
Great.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. How is the conference going? Just to kind of kick things off, you guys get a lot of traffic?
A lot of friendly people.
There are some friendly people
here.
Yeah. Great traffic. A lot of good people here.
Indeed.
It's
indeed.
Always good.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Is Poppin Video Banking collaboration. We're going to do a little quick little demo here, right, Tim?
Yeah. So we've got Tyler from back in Salt Lake with us right now.
Hey, Tyler. Look at that. He's waving. Hey.
So we've actually got an auto loan application in front of us right now.
Yeah.
And everything we do is all about collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know that.
A little bit.
But everything we do, and a lot of people talk about that end-to-end member experience, right? Seamless across the channels. But what about that middle part, right? And where do we go from there, mm-hmm. and how do we make it more meaningful?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about that collaboration. So what we've done is we've actually partnered with Amy and her team at Positive IQ to begin tracking emotions across channels while on video.
Now you've caught my interest.
Right.
Tracking emotions.
Yes.
How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you track emotions?
Can we show you?
Yes, please.
Great. So this is our Derive Positivity Coach. So it's a dynamic emotive recognition for interactive visual engagement.
Okay.
Now, emotions and banking, maybe it seems as though they don't go together, but we know that emotions affect us.
Well, when we're talking money, it can be sometimes...
It's sensitive, right?
Yes, it's very sensitive. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what we like to do is we want that membership engagement. We want to be able to connect with those members.
Mm-hmm.
And so we monitor the agent,
mm-hmm.
and we monitor the member and how they're interacting together.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on a set of highly sophisticated algorithms,
mm-hmm.
We give the agent prompts for taking the conversation to a positive conclusion.
Okay.
So you can see on our screen a little video.
I see him, he's right there, yeah.
Right. And so essentially what's happening is he is emoting something.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing something with his nonverbals.
Mm-hmm.
We're tracking those micro expressions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're monitoring the agent. We're looking at the interaction and we're giving the agent a tip.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, the member looks a little pensive, a little nervous, right?
Yeah,
we want that engagement to happen.
Where did that deposit go?
Right? It can happen.
It's a tough thing.
Happened to me. That's why I brought it up.
Exactly.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. And so we want that agent to be able to engage with that member,
mm-hmm.
and help them. So we'll give them a little prompt, like maybe get more information.
Mm-hmm,
So it's that monitoring of that exchange that makes this kind of a revolutionary way to look at positive communication.
No doubt. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Gene, this is amazing.
This is pre-recorded.
Okay.
But you can see that there is a tip at the bottom.
Oh, a smiley face.
He's upset. Interactions kind of prompt that action.
Yeah.
If the agent needs to do something,
mm-hmm.
it shows up in a red.
Okay.
A red box, so they know how to navigate it.
Let's remedy the situation quickly,
exactly.
Before it gets to DEFCON 4 or whatever the DEFCONs are.
You say that, but we were going through the development process with Positive IQ, and
mm-hmm.
I'm talking to the developers. I'm like, are you mad at me? And they're like, no, not at all. Well, all I see is anger and disgust right now. Let's talk about what's going on.
So
it's actually interesting.
Yeah, it prompts those conversations.
Okay.
100%.
Bringing it to a positive conclusion. That's the goal.
Okay. All right. And so... the benefits to a credit union. Let's connect mm-hmm. the credit unions mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
So the benefit to credit unions, let's connect the dots.
One thing that I love about credit unions is they really pride themselves on connecting with their members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it provides that extra level of service
mm-hmm.
to those members in a very vulnerable situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a conversation that could be uneasy, but it provides that engagement.
Okay, gotcha.
Feedback.
Gotcha. Well, Tim, anything to add?
Well, yeah, certainly. And across the board, now we can go back and analyze those conversations and say, well, what happened here?
Mm-hmm.
What did we do here to make this
track
happen?
Track it. Yeah, exactly.
And then we can kind of train and work towards creating more positive outcomes, as Amy mentioned, as we move forward.
So we also support the agent. So the person that is working for the credit union, when they conclude the conversation,
mm-hmm.
They might need to improve a little bit on something. Mm-hmm. So we provide training sessions after their small, short training modules that they can listen to improve their performance. So we want to support the people on the credit union side as well.
Okay.
And then it does prompt reports. So if as the conversation happens, the conversation journey is mapped out to how they interact with each other.
So you can go back and review it and go, hey, this is where you excelled, this is where you didn't excel,
and you sent over that auto loan and everything went downhill, but you picked it right back up.
Exactly. It came out in the end. Exactly. You closed the deal. So good stuff. Good stuff. So implementation, how does a credit union implement this? How long does it take? Is this kind of just flip a switch and boom, they're ready to rock and roll?
We've developed this with Positive IQ as a company setting. So we're going to go into beta testing with our current clients right now. And if anyone coming on board wants to do something, we just have to turn on the setting for them and they can start tracking those emotions.
You guys rock. Excellente.
Yeah.
Anything else to add here? I mean, is there anything that we're missing here that you want to talk about? I mean, this is every time I talk to you guys, You blow my mind.
We're trying to
right? You and are innovating.
Ultimately, we
every
want
time.
To bring everything to a positive conclusion.
Exactly. This is such cool stuff. Such cool stuff. I hope business is really good for you. I think it is, but I hope it really is, because this is really neat stuff.
Yeah, it's
really
exciting.
Really neat. Definitely. All right, guys. And I want to ask you guys, what do you guys want to learn here that you can take back and even improve on this? Is there anything you want to learn here that you can...
Well, so I was just listening to the last keynote speaker, and I really thought it was interesting the way he was talking about millennials and how we start blaming that generation for what we're doing. And it's like, no, get rid of that. We're not stereotyping a generation. Let's figure out how to serve them better and just make it happen.
This is one way of doing it.
Exactly.
They're all about video, too, especially the younger generations.
Yep.
I can't remember who I was talking... I was talking to my brother-in-law last night, and he was saying... This is the first generation, the millennials and the Gen Zs, that they're going to be totally comfortable being in front of a camera with video.
Yeah.
Yes.
For us, you know, it's like still kind of a novelty. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm on camera, you know.
Yes.
For them, it's just a way of life.
Absolutely.
And so this fits right into the mold.
Well, when you go to the airport and you look at all the people getting off the airplane, they're all connecting via FaceTime.
Oh, yeah.
They're all talking.
I know. That's how we connect now.
Exactly.
We don't phone call anymore. It's all FaceTime.
It's FaceTime. Absolutely.
Very cool stuff. All right, guys. Well, keep up the good work. Well done. And let's do this again, and you can blow my mind once again with all your stuff. All right, Amy, thank you very much. Tim, well
thank
done,
you.
Sir, and good job back there, wherever you are.
Back in Salt Lake.
Down Salt Lake City. Well done, man. Well done.